Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Visit reallifesci-fi.show. We got a bunch of other stuff on there. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF. He's the voice of Kermit the Frog, and he's working on a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid series of movies. It's director Matt Danner. What up, Matt?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, but now as Kermit.
Hi-ho, everybody. Yay! You got the puppet.
Well, you
got
to flap your arms. You got to flap your arms around.
I did one arm. I got to go.
There you go.
but then you know my background isn't real.
Well, sure.
I'm in a bunker right now because I was going to do the sci-fi show and I don't want the government to get me.
It has been an issue for past guests, so it's good that you're taking the proper precautions. Well, we've had you on the show a few times before. Do you have a conspiracy theory that you kind of gravitate toward, or any of these kind of things that you're sort of like, oh, that's an interesting kind of deal?
Here's the thing. So I love conspiracy theories, but if you're asking me which ones I think actually that I
personal? I'm just asking which ones you're interested in. Which are the ones that you like do the YouTube rabbit hole?
The reason why I brought that up is because I have one that's very like plain, but I feel like it's something that is so simple and should just happen already, but it doesn't. I think NASA has already found proof of life on other planets. Like I think they've already found fossils or whatever, or on Mars, and they're just not saying anything because they're worried about the blowback, even though like every goddamn day it's like, oh my God, there's another UFO that's, you know, yep, shot out of a volcano in, you know, Brazil, you know what I mean? And like everyone's talking about like the Palladians and the reptilians and the mantids and the grays and the tall whites and the short whites and the fat whites and the...
I got them all on my shirt.
I know, you got them all there. I'm just saying, like, that's all fun. I'm into that, and that's great, and let's have some aliens, and I would love to see some aliens. I've seen UFOs. I've said this on the show before, but as far as my, like, a conspiracy theory that I think is not getting enough attention, I think it's that NASA has already found stuff, and they're just holding on to it for whatever reason.
I believe that, too, for sure. I feel like they're trying to release things in a way that timed release, but also kind of clears them of them getting caught hiding stuff. Yeah.
It doesn't scare people, you know, but like, I mean, come on, they've been on Mars for how long now? Like the rovers have been on Mars since I was a kid, right? Like they've been there forever.
Am I the only one who would consider that a relief if there were aliens? I would take a deep breath and be like, thank God there's aliens because I don't have any faith in humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like that. I think they're literally creatures that are already dead. Like, I think it's fossils. I think they found fossils.
Okay. Just on Mars, or do you think the moon too?
Well, who the hell knows? I mean, again, the moon is a whole other thing. I mean, that's if you think it's an actual planet, right? Like, isn't it a ship? Isn't it hollow?
Well,
made of metal.
Yeah. I mean, according to our lore, if you do our 10 years of lore, it's like a metal spaceship that they came here from probably Mars. They used the moon to come over here. Yeah. But now that I think they're all dead in our lore. I don't remember, Willie, if they're dead or not.
Is that the Anunnaki, though?
I think that there's still people inside. I think there's multiple races inside. I don't think it's the Anunnaki. I think it's I don't know who I think it is, but
that's
all white, isn't it?
How could you survive in a big spaceship for 60 or for 100 well, hundreds years? Hundreds
if it's
of
a terrarium, year. You know.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, we've all seen sci-fi movies, and the ship is the first thing that like stops supporting the people when they don't get to where they want to go. You know, all of them, like Alien. What's the one with like Scarlett Johansson and like Chris Pratt or whatever? Like,
it's not Scarlett. I know the one you're talking about, but they
not Scarlett Johansson.
No, close. It's Hunger Games. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That was Jennifer Lawrence. Why wasn't that movie bigger? Probably because it sucked. It did
pretty well.
It was
called Space Creeper, right?
I don't think it was.
I think it did all right. I saw
Space Creeper?
I saw it too.
Yeah, because the whole time he was just basically like, I'm going to wake her up because I want
to. I'm a little perv.
No, that's what it was.
Giggity, giggity. Like, here I go. But
they end up living happily ever after because why not?
The idea of like living on a spaceship for hundreds and hundreds of years when there's a whole planet right here. I just like, why would you do that?
I'm going to save the answer for later because I'm going to bring this all back up. Once we
is going to apply.
Oh, okay. We're going to dovetail, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, then let's do the WoW scale real quick before all of these great callbacks get washed away.
Oh, this is my third WoW scale, by the way.
Do you remember what your first two were?
My first one was, I think, 6.
The first time we might have been up to 10.
Oh, when we did 10. Okay. Okay. Oh. Do you remember your second one?
I think I got I know you're right because the first one I got a 6, but that was out of 10 because I was closer to Willie. Then the second time I got a 3.
Okay.
Because
right. Out of 5, we changed it to 5.
Yes. So now that's great. I'm halfway in between. So we'll see where we're at now.
That's great pipe to lay because it has changed a little bit.
Wow. Scale.
Are you a wait or are you a Willie?
The WoW scale stands for Wait or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wait. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
I'm ready.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
I've seen them. I know you.
I've seen
UFOs.
And
these are contrary to what I know.
I have photos. I have witnesses. I've seen them on more than once, more than twice, more than 3 times. I have pictures that I took.
Of lights. You have pictures of lights in the sky.
I have pictures of lights in the sky before drones were even a thing.
Second question, ghosts.
Yes. And I've seen those too.
I just don't believe you. I don't believe that you believe these things.
Good night, dude.
You've seen 3 ghosts? Give me.
Well, I've seen 2, and I've heard one. I told you this story before. I saw one.
I know,
I know. When I was a kid, I saw one in my house as an adult, and I heard one in my ear. Like, she whispered in my ear, and it scared the hell out of me.
nothing more recent, though.
No, nothing more recent. I have not, since the last time we talked, I have not seen any more ghosts or aliens than I've already seen.
It'd be great if you came back. I've been looking for a new story.
I know. Yeah. I got my kids looking with me now. I'm like, all right, just look for something weird.
Moose always gets bored. He's like, let's just go. Then they leave me behind. I'm like,
I'm a tablet.
Even when I see stuff, I'm like, look at that one. It's not blinking. Look at that one. It's weird.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I get bored when you show me that shit too. It's just lights in the sky, man. I don't know. Cool.
I've seen some wild lights in the sky though, man. Like,
yeah, me too.
All right. Witnesses, and in some case, photo proof.
What about Bigfoot?
Yeah, this is where I lost last time. Like, I don't know, man. I want Bigfoot to exist. I just don't believe. Like, at this point, that's somebody we wouldn't film. I mean, come on. At this point, like, I mean, is he so like? Is he like, you know, a ninja? Like, it's like, is he a transdimensional being?
Pitch something because Danner is hot. He's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
What do you think about a Bigfoot?
Shake Shack.
What do you think about a Bigfoot movie where he's an interdimensional traveler? And could we sell that to somebody?
Sure. I got a couple of Bigfoot projects too. If anybody's listening who wants to pay for Bigfoot stuff, yeah. No. Oh. If Bigfoot is an interdimensional traveler, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Fine.
Okay.
My question: How you can hide that long?
If a human died on the moon, would we leave the body there? Good night, bud.
No, you would not. You would have to find it.
You'd have to get it.
There's the answer.
Hey, bud. How are you?
No one left behind.
The stagehand just took over.
Good night, bud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've got a whole crew there working for you.
What does that have to do with Bigfoot?
If an interdimensional traveler, would they, if one of them died, would they take the body with them?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying they should have found a body at this point.
I'm saying we haven't found one. This for the same reason we wouldn't leave a body on the moon. It's like, well, no, we're going to bring that with us.
I kind of feel like we would leave a body on the moon.
I think they'd leave it. I think they'd put
we left all those bodies on Everest. You know, they're like trail markers at this point.
I know. And the green shit on, we emptied the sewer onto the moon. You know, we definitely do that every time.
So I don't know. I really like the idea of Bigfoot. I just put a bunch of Bigfoot Easter eggs in my last movie. Wish they were real, whatever Bigfoot is, but like I can't believe that a primitive beast has eluded humanity for this long now.
So really it's anecdotal for you. Unless it's affected you personally, you're just not into it.
No, I mean, if somebody found Bigfoot, I'd be like, wow, but like, it's been so long and he's a monkey, you know, like,
I mean, watch your tongue. I don't know that you can call him a monkey.
I'll send you a couple of, Bigfoot DNA things that they've been looking at.
Okay.
I don't mean to bring up a new topic.
The number one hoax thing too, where it's like, oh, I found Bigfoot. Oh, yeah. He's in my freezer. And then it's a Chewbacca costume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like, I'm just saying, like,
but also, Willie, if you have all of this information, why haven't we updated our Bigfoot episode?
We had this conversation. Like, we are repeating ourselves. We had this conversation last time where I said, I just don't see how a primitive ape man can elude like drones and satellite imagery for that long.
But just to say real quick, we haven't done it because I choose the topic with the guests and nobody's choosing it. But basically, if there was a place that would say that there was a new primate style being that they found DNA of in the water or wherever, because they could tell from the water, there's no place out there that would say that it was a new one because they'd all lose their funding. They all would lose credibility by
admit. That's very convenient. That is very convenient.
I mean, that's what the show topic.
Question number four. Was 9/11 an inside job?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really? That's ready. New.
Yeah. Are you bummed out? Are you bummed out?
No, I just. Oh, my God.
You don't want to be on record.
Well, wait, but can I give a specific answer and you can tell me if it's a yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think it was an inside job in the sense that people are saying they literally set it all up in order to do whatever they did, because whatever they did didn't work. I do think that there was potentially intelligence that was ignored that led to it.
So Willie, I think that's a no.
I think that's a no also, because I think the defining thing has to be, and I don't want to get too specific.
It would
on
have
any
to be nefarious.
Stuff.
It would have to be our own government doing it, not just having a goal
that made sense. Like, what was the point?
To get weapons of mass destruction, to infiltrate Iraq.
Patriot Act.
Well, sure, but then what came out of that?
Well, listen, there's multiple.
Everything's still all fucked up. I mean,
they got the gold. Patriot Act. They lost all the records of the trillions that they couldn't account for in the Pentagon. Placing the passports on top of the rubble. You know what I mean? That is direct.
I know. I'm still on Twitter. I see it all now. Like...
all right, fifth question. The multiverse.
Okay. Multiverse. Ooh, okay.
What do you think? You believe in it?
Absolutely.
Do you believe in our universe, there's a multiverse?
Yes, I believe I've experienced it.
How so?
I believe in quantum immortality.
That sounds narcissistic. Go on.
I feel like there are a handful of times that I can tell you that I probably died. And my consciousness jumped timelines in order to maintain my existence.
Nice.
And every time that happens, a little something changes, and now here we are.
Can you give an example of a little something that changed?
No, but I can give you an example of when I thought it happened.
Okay, go ahead.
It might make you sound crazy. Okay, the first time I actually think we experience it all the time, because the probability of survival in this chaotic universe we live in is actually quite low. If you think about it, we're driving cars, we're flying in airplanes, but our consciousness somehow has a way of just getting through it all. And we're fine all the time. So quantum immortality is a fail safe, supposedly, for a consciousness to be able to fulfill its purpose, I guess, long enough to then, you know, die when it's supposed to, where the probability of survival is zero. Right. So, for instance, I recall the first time I realized that something was off, right? And this is before I even knew what the hell this was. And I was driving on the road. I was on the phone. And literally, like, someone, I was on the freeway. Someone slammed on their brakes. And I was like, oh, shit. And I slammed on the brakes, but I wasn't stopping. I spun my wheel. I overcorrected that way. And then I spun my wheel. I overcorrected that way. And it was total chaos where it's like, if I don't die right now, it's ridiculous. Like, if I don't flip my car or hit somebody or whatever. And then, like, I literally blink and then suddenly I'm going straight on the road and nothing's happening. And my friend on the phone is like, hey, what's up? You okay? And again, witness. I have a witness. And they were like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah. I literally said, I think I just died in another life. And I didn't even think about it. It was the snap to correction that got me, where it was like chaos. And it wasn't like I actually leveled the car out. It was like there was no helping this. I was out of control. And then suddenly it was calm and quiet. And there were no cars around me. And I was fine. And I was driving straight.
That's a different scenario than what I was thinking. I was thinking that it would be more like, when you were telling that story, I was thinking about when I was going to visit my sister. I was like a junior in high school and she was a freshman in college, and she went to Fort Lewis with Willie. Fort Lewis is like 6 hours south of where we grew up.
Yeah.
At least. And middle you have to woods. Go through like a sort of treacherous mountain pass to get there, like an infamous mountain pass called Wolf Pass. And
Wolf Creek.
Called Wolf Pass?
Wolf Creek, apparently.
Ooh.
And I came around a bend. This is like year two of me driving, you know. I came around a bend in the snow and there was just a truck going much slower than I was prepared for in front of me. And so I like didn't fuck up. I didn't like slam on the brakes. I was like pumping the brakes like they say to do.
Yep.
But my car just starts doing the fucking squirrel, you know, and I start spinning and I just see a bunch of snow like come over the windshield and stuff because I had spun out into the mountainside instead of the cliff side. On one side is a hill and on the other side is a cliff.
Yeah.
I was thinking that could have been my story where I died, only I went off the cliff instead of into the hill. But you're telling the story. Yes, maybe I did, but it's not like yours because then you just proceeded down the road with
I reset happening. but here's the thing, like, but you might have reset too and not realized it, but here's the thing, what it is, this is what the theory is. Anyway, the theory is that when presented with death, right, your consciousness basically hones in on the next available timeline where your probability of survival is good. You get to continue to do that until your probability of survival is zero, and that's your life.
Like what? So like old age, like once you get too old.
Once you get to a point where it's like you can't live anymore, that's it. You know, it's in Stephen Hawking's book, Universe in a Nutshell. It's all about imaginary timelines and how the consciousness is and the speed of thought can't be measured, but it can jump. It's like Pac-Man. In this instance,
so depressing.
I was in a situation where I could have died, but my consciousness jumped to a universe where my probability of survival was good because there were no other cars on the road, and I maybe didn't swerve in the first place. And then it's happened again, and it's happened more than once now, where I realize when it happens, especially when somebody says like, "Oh, are you okay? Like, how did that?" Like, I was running downstairs once in the rain, and I literally slipped. And I was horizontal. Like, I literally remember my feet going over my head. And then I blink, and then I'm just standing there. And then my buddy's like, "Will you hurry up already?" Like, it wasn't even... And again, witnesses. Like, that's the other thing. And whether these people know it or not, I could say, remember that time that I... And I said, like, I think I just died right now.
There's a version of you that died by running down the stairs. That's so sad, dude.
There's a part of me that died because something hit the house, and there's a bird in me that died. Like, remember, like, there's shit that happens all the time that we're not even aware of. Like, the probability of survival.
Yeah, but it's very, but you should be embarrassed that, like, you fell down some stairs and died once.
Oh, that's... dude, I'm like, it's all I think about at night. Like, I can't even sleep. I can't eat. My kids won't talk to me anymore. Like, it's crazy.
We're going to call you a three. We're going to bump it up to a four because of your previous score. So you're a 4 out of 5. So you're a Willy.
I'm back to a Willy.
Yeah. Willy, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, USOs, unidentified submerged objects, now just blanketed in with UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Or UFOs if you're old school.
Today, we are diving deep into the waters to uncover the truth behind USOs. From strange sightings to compelling evidence, we'll be discussing everything you need to know about these underwater mysteries. So grab your scuba gear and get ready for a deep dive into the unknown on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Can you do the grab your scuba gear again, only do it more shaggy and say grab your Scooby gear?
Grab your scuba gear, Scoob.
So grab your Scooby gear, Scoob.
Zoinks. That was perfect. I was just going to say the same thing. I'm like, you went full Shaggy there for a minute.
Really, yeah, you did do. But here's the thing. Willy writes all of these things with AI now. And so the whole thing that you should get rid of is that we are going to be covering everything that you need to know, because that's not a possibility. Like, we will not be covering everything that you need to
know.
We'll be kind of half-assing getting through this conversation.
Fair enough.
Let's have a sandwich and talk about a couple things tonight.
Like UFOs. Zoinks.
That's a decent Shaggy. Maybe get him some work, Dar.
who, Willie?
You know, yeah, man. Funny?
If I could pass the torch, I would.
Every time.
Oh, you do Shaggy?
I used to. Yeah, I used to.
I'm gonna give you guys a line, and I want you both to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
The line is, and I'm gonna not do it as Shaggy because I want your intonations to matter. Like, why don't we get out of here, man?
Like, why don't we get out of here, man?
That's pretty close.
Like, why don't we get out of here, man?
Wait, what was close? What was better about yours than his? Like, because you're the voice and you know.
Well, because I used to. So my first voice acting gig, how I got into SAG, was I used to sub for Casey Kasem when he was still alive. Casey Kasem, the top 40, who was a son of a bitch who didn't like talking about someone's dead dog. And I used to do this voice. And so he would come in and be Shaggy, but he would like quit or like whatever, or like get mad or say like, I don't want to do that shit or whatever all the time. So at one point they were in the middle of something. They needed someone to sing the Scooby-Doo theme as Shaggy. He said, I'm not going to do this shit. Fuck you. I'm Casey Kasem. I'm out of here. And he would walk across the street to the top 40, which was right across the street at the time. And it was my friend, Rich Dickerson, who used to do the music for Scooby-Doo. And he said, he's like, I got to get this thing out. Like, we got to get it out today. He goes, can anyone do a Shaggy? And I stood up out of my cube and I was like, I can, Scoob. And then they brought me downstairs. They Taff Hartley me. And then for about, it was about a good like 6 to 7 years, I would ghost. Like, I'm uncredited. Like, I get like,
it was like an ADR kind of.
Wow.
Deal.
It was, yeah. It was whatever he didn't want to do. Like, if it was a cereal commercial, like,
that's crazy.
Scooby Flakes. Like, oh, these are delicious. You know, like all that shit. Or like, if he didn't want to sing, or they just wanted me to finish his lines out, or they didn't want to bother him doing ADR. I did that for years.
What is the singing crazy that they would have Shaggy do?
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? You know, like all
I
that.
I've never heard the cast of Scooby Doo sing Scooby Doo.
Because did you watch the DVDs?
Fuck no.
Well, that's where they sing a lot.
DVD menus and
like,
extras.
It's great to be a pirate, pirate ahoy. It's like all that shit. It's like, like Vampire Rock, like Vampire Rock. Like, we did, I mean, there were so many. We're going on a cyber chase.
Dude.
Everybody, it's a cyber chase. I mean, like,
I hate all of that. Like, there's so many. This is all just like doo-wop Beach Boys.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then there was also,
I hate like, that DVD extras.
Like, they'd have me do voices on the DVDs back then, where you'd click something, DVD extras, zoinks. And then it would go to the DVD extras.
Oh, oh.
I can't believe you're doing that, man. Oh, yeah. I'm
Casey, and then they told me, like, and I used to know Casey Kasem, like we weren't friends, but like he knew who I was, and we used to hang out, and like I did a couple karaoke's at his house and stuff, and like they said, don't tell him that you do Shaggy, and I'd go like, okay, and he'd be like, I don't know who this fucking guy is doing my voice. No, but then he was going to pass the torch to me at one point when he was finally like, all right, I'm too old, I'm going to die soon. Like, here you go. But then Matthew Lillard, who, by the way, is fabulous as Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah, he does great. He but they gave it to him. Yeah,
they gave it to him. And, no one owns these characters. Like, I do Kermit. There's other five other Kermits. Like, it's fine, you know. But anyway, that's
fine. And for those of you who don't know, Casey Kasem was like...
with the top 40.
The 80s most prominent disc jockey. And he would do his top 40 every week, and he would just count down all the top 40s. It was syndicated everywhere, right? Oh, I mean, like, dude, everybody thought he was just, like, local.
Here's a story out of small town Alabama.
Yeah. And he would read little, like, yeah, oh, my God.
You're good, Willie. You're good. Although, I got to say, Willie is, and I've said this before, and I know we got to talk about UFOs, but... Willie is probably one of the best actors I've ever met. Like, when I watch somebody in action, when I watch somebody like do their craft, like I aspire to be that good.
Thanks, man. That's
right. you're really fucking good. Like, I'm just saying. Anyway, sorry.
So here's the deal. The reason why this is a topic, and we've talked about it before, but all of these UAP congressional hearings, they all include expert witnesses who witnessed these UAPs going in and out of the water and not being affected by the water. We've never seen video of it, but these people are also witnesses, expert witnesses to these things happening. And so to me, this opens up the whole topic of, listen, the world is mostly water. The most unexplored part of the world is the water. And to not get crazy into the moon stuff yet, it's just like, they could do all of their business without interacting with us. And we don't have even that much of a presence out on the water, but every time they're around, we see them on radar. We have fighter pilots, all the things. And we have
I've been saying this for years. Anomaly. Like, I don't understand why we haven't explored the ocean more. Like, why are we figuring out how to go into space? Huh?
I feel like they stopped us from exploring the ocean floor.
Who?
The government. We started trying to map the ocean floor, and eventually they're like, let's focus on outer space. Right?
That's kind of what I'm saying, but only I didn't know that they had stopped us. I didn't know that civilians were trying to map the ocean.
Why don't we have an entity similar that it's just focused on the ocean? Yeah, we've explored like less than 10% of the ocean.
NASA tried to in the 70s and 80s.
That's
and they were told not to anymore. Well, that's where they test all their spacecraft is in the water.
Yeah.
When NASA tests their spacesuits, their ships, their everything, they test them in water.
Yeah. Even when they have to go fix something out, they'll like rehearse it underwater. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They'll rehearse it underwater because they know that's the best way to know whether or not you have a leak or you have.
It's a weightless environment and the no oxygen thing and like all that shit, right?
All that shit. I do have a theory, if you guys will allow me for a minute, because we were joking around about the Palladians and the reptilians and the mantids.
Jump into it, man.
I actually believe. When I say believe, I mean I have a theory.
When I say that, I'm like, well, hold on. I lean towards.
Yeah. I have an idea here, and it's this: it's that at the bottom of the ocean there are a lot of very mysterious creatures that we've so far discovered, including the giant squid. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, squid and octopus, people keep talking about how they're otherworldly. They mm-hmm. do amazing things. They're very smart. I think those are the apes of whatever is actually down there.
Interesting.
I think that there's some sort of squid-ish entity down there that is very, very good at hiding.
Yeah.
Not just for the fact that they can camouflage, and that's probably the basis of all their technology.
Did you see that one weird one where the it's like this weird thing that makes a weird shape and then it like morphs into something else and then it takes off?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. That's amazing. It's going like, whatever that is.
Do you think that they're hiding these things from us?
I don't think they're hiding them. I think that these things have drawn a line in the sand, and we aren't going down there.
They're like, this is our turf.
Yeah.
You stay up there.
You got that. We got this.
When does that line in the sand start to become like, oh, hey, by the way, please stop like doing the stuff you're doing up there because it's like polluting us down here. Are they so far down?
They're so far down. They got everything they need.
So it's just completely just dichotomic, like fucking like we're down here
until leave us alone. Some crazy, you know, person from there or here.
James Cameron.
Decides to actually like take what they believe is theirs.
Like what's theirs? What do they have?
Well, if they believe that they own the core of the world, then they own the world. So they could go, well, we, you know what? All these surface breathers, like fuck them. Like we're gonna go up and we're gonna, because they can breathe on land. They're mollusks, right?
Can octopuses breathe without water?
Yeah, I mean,
no gills needed.
I mean, evolutionists think that like they call octopus the next. The fish that came up on land and became everything on land, they think octopus is the next one.
The next one to do that?
To
evolutionary line, you know? Yeah. Like one another parallel is if there was a dinosaur, if the Silurian, which comes from Doctor Who theory, exists, then the Troodon, which is like a 6-foot dinosaur, if they survived the mass extinction, they could have gone underground and turned into intelligent bipedal reptilian beings.
Yes. Basically, the fish that became the dinosaurs, which became everything that's on land right now, they're saying that octopus are doing that right now.
Well, what they couldn't, though, because we would stab them. If I saw an octopus come up to me, I would be fucking
We're talking like evolutionarily. Like, let's just say humans.
Oh, like we'll be dead by then. Like, we'll
right. Fucking but die. if you got smart mollusks on the ocean floor that are like, hey, like I actually pitched a version of Aquaman once to Warner Brothers, where I said, like, what if he's the Tarzan of the sea, right? Where he's like a boy from Atlantis. Atlantis gets destroyed and he gets taken in by like a tribe of like squid apes. And they teach him how to communicate with the other fish and blah, 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 blah. And they thought I was crazy. Aquaman rides around on a seahorse and he's Jason Momoa. So get out of here.
You have to throw out a lot of the lore for that to be a pitch, right? Because isn't I don't know anything about Aquaman, but isn't he
have you like read somehow comic books?
No, I'm asking, isn't he Atlantis's?
Yeah,
but not he's Atlantis. Like Atlantis. What's his name? Poseidon. Yeah, he's like Poseidon's kid, isn't he?
Yeah, they from don't Atlantis. But all you do is destroy Atlantis. I mean, how many times are
he's we like rewriting the, he's like the, he's Batman? Like the Thor of the ocean, isn't he?
No, he's the Superman of the ocean because he was raised by him.
All right. Well, let's keep moving.
Squid people. I think squid people exist, and I think they're the ones that say, you stay the hell out of here or else.
If they drew this line and they're like, you stay up there, we'll be down here, then what are these ships that we're seeing go in and out of the ocean?
Well, I mean, maybe that's them going like, we're going to go, you know, communicate with the other high intelligent species that you're.
Well, that's a breach of the contract, man. That's a breach.
Is it? They're not on land.
Let's say there was, because in most of these different lores of galactic federations, there is, you know, the Orion Council, Orion Galactic Council. Anytime somebody has this type of lore, they bring up the idea that no matter what species you are, you're not allowed to interfere with the free will of the beings on Earth.
Yeah.
And we always just assume that we're the only beings on Earth, kind of like the Star Trek thing where, like, as soon as they got warp drive, it's like people turn their heads.
Yeah, but they had a rule on Star Trek too, though, which was like, don't mess with the natives, right? Like,
yeah, the Prime Directive.
It's the Prime Directive, yep. Also known as Starfleet General Order 1 and the Non-Interference Directive.
Because one idea is that, and I'm just going to go there right now. If there is some sort of galactic federation of some sort, could there be different races in the moon and they have to hide from us and they can come to Earth and do their business? And because here's the thing, for a craft to be able to hit the water, go in and out and not be affected is basically like flying through a solid object.
Yeah.
Because at those speeds.
Only with our technology, though. I mean, exactly. If you're talking about like this kind of like sci-fi world, like then you don't have to use our laws of physics, right? I mean,
I got a theory for you. What if the moon is Poland? That's where whomever exists goes, and like that's where they have their like little tete-a-tetes where they go like, we're none of us are in our home
Poland. Poland.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out for
Polaroid. They're all taking pictures of each other.
I thought you said colon, honestly. I thought you said
they're all,
colon.
The moon is the Earth's colon. That's where the shit comes out. No. Okay, we're gonna tie this all together. Let's look at it. Okay, let's go back to Earth for a second. Let's just like agree on some like ideas. So we got our ocean dwellers, right? Whatever they are. We have our Earth dwellers, which are arguably the reptilians, right? They're the hollow Earth people. Right.
Yeah.
You have your surface dwellers, and then you have everybody else, and God knows where they're from. But if you look at Earth as territorial, you at least have your land, your above land, your below land, and your ocean. And so, if there's one, if they're all saying like we're all not gonna like mess with each other, all of these like, I mean, apparently they're building all these underground tunnels. Have you heard about all that crap?
Oh yeah, I do
like,
believe
there's freeways that can take you from like the United States to Chile,
like 100 to 200 miles below the surface.
If there's an underground highway that can get us all across the world, why would they just like give that information to a trucker?
Look at how the Earth works, right? Like if you go back to the dinosaurs. They're all underground because of the way that like stardust just builds up the crust and everything just sinks. Or does it sink or is it built up around it? And like they just found out like, you know, aren't the pyramids like giant Tesla coils?
There's the whole thing about that. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say is everything that's important is down and inside. Everything that we're looking for is down in there. And there's a bunch of people down there that already exist that are saying like, look, we're down here. You're up there. You want to do some free trade or whatever? Great, but like other than that, stay the fuck out of our.
Like when you hear Hollow Earth theory and you hear about like picture a rotating molten core.
Yeah,
if that's spinning, and it's no matter which belief you're on of how things work, if that's spinning and it's hot, it's glowing, and so people have talked about the sun of the inner Earth. Well, this spinning hot molten core would light up for sure. It would definitely glow like the sun.
Right.
I don't believe that the Earth is actually hollow. Like it's just a husk, but I do believe that the Hollow Earth theory holds a little bit of credibility.
Yeah, this is definitely different things. Cause like 200 miles down, I'm only bringing up the idea cause I believe that they are in multiple levels, but
have you ever seen when they poured molten metal into an ant farm?
Yeah, and they pull
it out, and it looks like a fucking, it's like giant ball. It's like, and it's like 30 feet deep, and those are ants, right? So the fact that like we can't do that, I mean, if you look at just what's happening at the pyramids right now, they're saying, oh, they go 100. How far do they go down? Willie, you got to know this. Like,
yeah, it was like,
well,
it doesn't matter at least how far,
but like. My whole point is like this just makes humans barnacles, right? I mean, yeah, like we're the sort of worst of all these people.
Well, we're the most primitive,
and we don't know anything about it. And we're like, whoa, questions, but they're not giving us the answers. So therefore. Who cares? Like, and I don't mean it like that, but I do mean it in like this is very fun stuff to talk about, but it would be better if a reptilian would respect us enough to like talk to us.
I feel subjugated. I think they're talking to our leaders.
Yeah. You know? Let me bring this guy up. Okay. There's this guy and he's going to be a topic one day. His name is Alex Collier. And supposedly he was abducted by some Andromedans, and he lived with them for 3 months. And he's got all this great, fun information. He basically talks about how, yeah, they're not allowed to talk to us, contact us, to interfere with us. But also, when we've captured some, that like our government, like, I don't know specifics, sure, maybe Roswell, our government made deals with them. Ultimately, us as a species, we're supposed to evolve in a way that allows us to join this this Galactic Federation. And it all starts from us looking to the stars, looking within
ourselves.
We're the
monkeys, man. We're the monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. And so ultimately we are being kept from our evolution because they dealt it away. So he advocates that we can contact these beings on our own, but our government sold us out and we're not going to have contact through big public chains. But ultimately we have to go within ourselves and unlock and find our purpose. And
none of that seems very,
yeah. I think they're just waiting until we're not stupid enough to like, fuck.
I know, but that doesn't feel actionable. That doesn't feel like that we can do anything about it.
Well, no, we can't. We just gotta like go until finally we get to that point where they go like, okay, you guys are like just enough, not assholes to like join all this other shit.
But how long is that, like thousands of years?
Yeah, however long it takes. Who cares? They've been here longer than we have.
No, I know, but that doesn't that suck? If let's say that all this is true and all this is real, there's still no recourse for us. Because we would have to evolve for thousands of years to
we don't have to evolve like physically. We need to evolve socially.
More spiritually.
Yeah.
Either way, it's like it's not gonna happen, right?
Well, but you can do it on your own, but like we aren't, our society doesn't.
But you're really gonna support. Not. You're gonna. But see, you're, that's not what it is. So you're gonna do it on, like, that's the fallacy. It's like, oh, I'm gonna do it on my own, but then the rest of the world is all still fucked, and it's like, we're all in this together. Like it's either all or nothing. Like all we need to do is hit a baseline where they go, this is like, you know, like school testing. Like all we need to do is hit like a level where they finally go like, okay, we'll let the humans in.
There are people saying this, that like, if you can grow within yourself and connect to these things, it's kind of like that test where like when they fuck with certain rats, like all of a sudden all the rat populations are affected, or, you know, can mentally be connected in a certain way. Sure. So it's like, if you can grow yourself, it'll help other people grow.
But that's so vague though. Like grow into what? Don't be an asshole.
Being vague.
No, I know, but I'm saying like, I literally think as long as they think that we're not going to shit the bed, we're in. Like that, it's as simple as that. Because the problem is that like, if you look around at what's happening in the world again and again and again, it's fucking chaos, and it's anger, and it's violence, and it's like people doing fucked up shit to other people. And so sure, personally, you can spiritually be cool. And like, I feel like, I mean, if you want to ask me, like, I'm not saying that I'm like enlightened or anything. I'm just saying like, I've found my peace, you know, like I literally, like I made a choice when COVID hit. Like I literally said to myself, like, I'm going to absolve whatever problems I think that I have with myself. And I'm going to go to everyone that I care about, and I'm going to, or anybody that I thought I might have beef with. And I did this whole fucking tour of like, I'm going to just make sure that I can die tomorrow and not feel like an asshole. And I feel fucking great. I quit like doing all these, like a lot of video, like there were a lot of these like mobile games I was playing that was like, they were invoking anger, because I don't know if you've ever played like Fortnite or Minecraft or anything with like kids with the headsets and shit. They're fucking ruthless. Like it is the ultimate version of why we're not invited to the table. You know? And so yeah. I'm just saying, like, I feel like I've done my work, and I feel like if they invited me to the table, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to be here and I'm going to be cool. But like, what more work do I have to do? But that's the problem. It's like, it's not my job to do the work for everybody else. Like, everybody just needs to like evolve socially. Like, and you're saying spiritually, I'm saying socially. Like, I think we literally need to get to a point.
Well, I think it's both. I think you just said a bunch of social things, but you're also talking spiritually, right? I mean, like,
yeah, but I'm also solving your like, own. The aliens need to know that they can invite humans to the party, and they're not going to embarrass them. And right now, we ain't there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I think we are. I think the three of us are.
Yeah, but we don't represent the whole. But we're talking about the whole brand, man. We're outliers.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know, man.
Are we test mice, or are we ambassador? Like, at what level are we?
We're. I mean, I don't know. Like, Willie, I I'm going to defer to you on this, but like, in this case, I think we're just creatures that are on a rock we're in a zoo, we're in whatever you want to call it. And they're just waiting for us to get to the point where they go like, okay, time to like let them in on it.
But that's the whole thesis of like this entire podcast is like, how do we become like the people, whatever. And Willie's answer is always, and I get tired of Willie's answer, even though like it's not wrong. It's just exhausting. It's like, we all have to love each other and stuff. And like, I think that sucks because like, so
that's correct. I think that's correct. But the problem
you think all the reptilians and all the aqua people, they just love each other so much they have no conflict?
No, I just think that they've established themselves as having enough credibility where they get invited to the party.
We're fighting over bullshit still. I'm gonna cut you off and say that, like, listen, I don't fucking buy into NATO or any of these fucking countries getting together and saying that they're the heroes, Axis versus Allies. But if there were different species in space, you'd kind of have to do the same thing. And so I know that this is all sci-fi lore at this point, but like, if there were aggressive races, but then there were also like friendly races, it's just like, dude, I'm not going to talk to anybody till I see how they handle themselves, you know? And like,
yeah. I think you could say this. You could look at, all right, let's say that they're all looking at us, right? And they're going like, all right, how do they interact? Like, what do they do? And you can't look at like the history of Earth and not see conflict throughout, right?
Oh yeah, it's in the Bible. I mean, it's
nonstop. Yeah, our religion, not ours, but like the predominant. Or I don't know what Hinduism is, because Hinduism's the predominant one, right? But like, is Hinduism all about? Isn't it? Aren't there more Hindus than there are Christians?
I don't know.
Is humanity all about conflict? And like, is that why we've not been?
Hindus are only 13%.
13%.
What's the main one then?
Well, technically Christians, because if you add them all up.
Oh, all the different factions of Christianity that don't agree with each other.
Yeah. Then you got
so Christianity is the predominant.
It's either Christianity or Muslims, man.
So it's Christians versus Muslims, and that in itself is conflict, right? Because that's all we've been hearing about for the past 20 years.
But that's what I'm trying to say, though. Like, and again,
and I'm backing you up.
But what I'm saying is like, look, it's like if you look historically at, you know, when. A country, right? Another country is viewed as an enemy. You view that entire country as the enemy. Obviously, any conscious brain will go, oh, well, there's obviously good people there, right? But until that country gets their shit together or something happens, we're not going to do business with them, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Like we're, this is
right, what but real quick, let me just explain. My point, I was saying, like, yes, we are bred in conflict. Like, there's no reason to trust humanity because, like, all we do is conquer, right?
Right. But that's also survivalism. I mean, that's evolution, but, like, that's the difference, right? It's social evolution versus physical evolution. Like, physical evolution is survival of the fittest. Social evolution is like, I understand what I am and I'm going to try to do the right thing, even if it goes against
an individual level. But like, you know,
no, but
like,
I mean, but that's what religion is to a certain extent. That's what it was supposed to be.
My whole point is we don't have a society that's ready to just like get put into the fold.
No,
we're not even close. But the reason
hey, aliens, like, I'm cool, but like, and you're gonna vouch for everybody else?
So like, world peace is what needs to happen. Because I feel like I'm backing up everything that you're saying, but
creating an end game that will never, like, once you get to the next level, it's a bunch of other people fighting each other too. Like,
I don't know that it is, though. Like, if we're going to get to the, well, I don't know, because how do you know that the next level is the reptilians fighting with the ocean? What are the ocean people even called? Do we have a word for them?
Squidoids.
But are they fighting or are they cool? And like, are they not letting us in because they see us fighting with each other? And they go like, well, if they're fighting with each other, they're going to fight with us. Well, we're because they only want domination.
I feel like whenever there is a harbor of life, right, where it's like, okay, this planet exudes life. It just does naturally. So for that reason, it's the gold rush, right? Everyone's going to come to it. And I'm sure there are other planets in the, who the fuck knows, right? But like, here we are. We are a planet that exudes life. And there are a lot of people, or let's just say entities that are, let's just say, more advanced than us, that are going like, well, you know, this is something that's important to us. We're going to do it. We're going to do all of our geopolitics and whatever the fuck we're going to do because this is valuable to us and we're all going to work on it together. Now, I believe that humans are the side effect of an entity that creates life, where we're now the newest thing that has shown up because that's what happens. We're the rats. We're the roaches. We're the creatures that are a product of this thing that all of these other entities are now trying to get something out of. And they're all looking at us like, oh, look at these animals, you know, but we've gotten far enough where maybe we have a shot and that would be great if we do it. But like, I don't think they're going to reveal themselves to us until we prove that we can at least handle the responsibility.
Until we reveal ourselves to the universe. Because here's the deal. If you think about an evolved society, right now, all of our sciences are leaning towards defining consciousness and adding that to the science. And right now, yeah, it's not there. Right now, it's still closer to religion than science. Picture the story you were saying earlier of jumping consciousness timelines. If there was a society that could live for thousands of years and also would master travel between the stars and whatnot, because ultimately I agree with you, wherever there's life, there's a gold rush. That's where things go.
There's water and gold resources.
We're finding right now that water in the universe, they still won't admit it, they still won't say it, but water in the universe is a normal thing. And for most of our life, it was water is life, but water's only here. Now we're going like, oh shit, there's water everywhere. Oh shit, is there life everywhere too? We're not seeing it. Why not?
Well, it's the Goldilocks thing, right? It's like we just have this planet just happens to be in the perfect spot where water, distance from the sun, the rotation, but, like everything. But
they're finding other Goldilocks
yeah,
environments where planets are. And it's just like,
but those are outside of our solar system though.
Yeah, but we're assuming that the people that are here don't also know about those things. Or the people,
Yeah, forget about thinking about how they're traveling, because if they're real,
I don't even care. Like, keep on this water thing, because like I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand.
It's thirsty.
We found frozen water on Mars. That doesn't like change any. Yeah, and there's the Europa, hypotheses. Right?
Like the
yeah,
moon.
Europa
Saturn
is the big one. Yeah, yeah.
That's like water planet.
They're basically thinking that there's water on a lot of planets in our solar system. And that it's not uncommon. And sure, here's the thing. The Goldilocks zone is weird because we have too many things that are stopping the universe from killing us. You know, our electromagnetic field, Jupiter, you know.
Yeah, the god, the king of gods, Jupiter.
Yeah. And so when you look at old Norsemen stories or whatnot, people are saying like their gods were actually the planets and they were talking about the solar system story.
Why would old Norsemen stories be more apt than everything that we've come up with?
Because of the Anunnaki, man.
If they knew
I don't know what that is.
Space.
Those are the people that came to our planet to colonize it before anyone even existed.
What does that have to do with us?
Because they made us,
and so the reptilians, and the Aquaman, like,
well, no, they all got here, but we were creatures that existed on this planet when everybody else tried to colonize it, and then they made us into more than what we are, and now we're struggling with that.
They messed with our DNA. They changed our evolutionary path, and they created, right.
Doesn't that just seem like a scapegoat, like a cop out? Like, We would be so great if like we just weren't the Anunnakis didn't make us, and like what about at face value where we're here and like I want to pretend that there's like still like this whole civilization under the ground and stuff. Like, why can't we be on the same level as them and the reptilians?
Well,
like, why again, can't it be again, like this weird, well, like battle for Earth without any fucking like other okay. kind of
force? The only reason why I'll say real quick, the only reason why we're talking about any of this is because there's record of it. But go on. The people have written about
all
it.
I'm going to say is this way. Okay. Guess what, Wade? You are the ambassador of all human beings on Earth.
And I've never been more proud to represent all of humanity.
You've just been invited to a big all of the intergalactic party.
Yeah. Yep.
And here we go. You're going to come to this intergalactic party.
But hello, everyone. I'm here.
You need to vouch for every single person on Earth and make sure that they're not going to embarrass you. Exactly.
Didn't really do that. We got a lot of racism down there.
Yeah, we got a lot of everything down here.
We got a lot of culture fighting. But what I'm saying is like forget the intergalactic part. Jesus Christ. Forget the intergalactic part.
Yeah.
If it's just
intergalactic part.
Forget space, forget the moon, forget all that shit. If it's just us reptilians and water people, why can't we be like what's the reason that we are not in Congress with those things if they exist?
John Wayne Gacy.
No, but they have one. I'll bet the water guy has like a weird, the water race has a weird fucking guy who just like takes people up out of the ocean and just like makes them not breathe air. And he's like a serial killer. I bet they all have
you think that like they're just as fucked up as we are. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think they
I can drive with that. Okay. Yeah. So, absolutely. So why, I just said it. Why I said is that like, as soon as you get to that level, it's a bunch of other bullshit.
Supposing that they're like way better than us. Like, what if they're just the exact same? You know?
I didn't say better. I just said that they're keeping us out because they're the ones in charge and we're not.
No. This has nothing to do with like the whole fucking like Star Trek bullshit. I'm just saying like we exist on this Earth. Let's just pretend like it's only this. It's none of the Palladians. It's none of that other shit. There's these water people have spaceships and shit and like fucking whatever they're doing stuff. Why aren't we in contact with
them?
Here's
my biggest answer to you. How many of your neighbors have you introduced yourself to?
But that's not an answer. That's an anecdotal kind of thing. Like I could live in the Midwest where I would know all of my neighbors. Right. I don't know my neighbors because like we're in LA and like why? And plus I know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right. I know at least 7 of them.
All right. I got another one. How many birthday parties have you not been invited to?
maybe that's where we're going. Maybe
one. Like, why not me? Why not me? God damn it.
I just think that you guys you're doing a thing where it's like you're hypothesizing that every other society is like so much more advanced that they wouldn't even have us. And I just think like maybe hypothesize that they're exactly like us or worse.
Okay. So what's your theory on why they won't let us into the party?
Oh, I don't think they won't let us in. I think that like,
they haven't.
I think that like, all right, think about this.
There's no party. Is what you're saying.
No, I think, well, there might be a party, but
you're the skeptic.
I know. Here's my point. In Africa or Pangea, whatever, wherever you want to take the cradle of humanity, right?
The ooze.
There was a point where everyone was existing on their own. And then there was a point where somebody like reached out and got killed or made a trade route with the other one. I just think like maybe that's the point where we're at. We're like,
maybe,
and I don't even think we're there yet because you guys are just like bringing this up. And like, I don't know that any of this is true, but
well,
like,
no, it might be happening on a level that we're not even aware of. Like, I mean, look, I mean, if government officials are dealing with the stuff and like, who the hell knows what deals the
right. Maybe the bodies and I would shudder to think that these motherfucking politicians are doing it because like
That makes us look so bad.
No, it's not the politicians. There's a whole other layer of stuff.
Well, okay.
All right. You kind of just got to go with it at this point, right?
Yeah, but then you're getting into shadow government and stuff. And like, I'm with you on all of this. I just, the one thing I'm fighting with you on is
the squid people.
No, I love the squid people. I just think like maybe they're just like, yeah, we're down here too. There's a podcast that's happening in Squid People Land where they're going like, did you know that there's people on the earth on like the top of it? And the other squid people are going like, no way, dude, because the sun would kill you and you can't breathe up there, right? I think it's the exact same thing.
Oh, I see. You're like, saying like the separation isn't by choice. It's because the fact that like we can't
communicate,
observe, or appreciate something that's different, so different from us. Like we can't survive down there, and they're saying we can't survive up there.
Right. Okay. Like the thought of a society in the deep ocean is so fucking stupid to us that we're like that couldn't happen, and they're thinking the same thing. Like how could you live up where there's no water? That couldn't.
It's
happen.
Too hot. Right.
I kind of agree with that. Like, and I actually so, think that that's not a bad
thank you.
Theory.
Jesus. Like, picture. I work so hard for
so,
that.
Again,
thank you
we're
so
all
much.
Assholes. Is that's what we, everyone's assholes. That's,
and then, and then take the other version stuff. where there's aliens visiting from space and they're, and in the same story where they're like, space is cold.
Oh, but dude, like, that's like so complicated. The bottom of okay, go on. But that's so much worse.
Like if space is so cold and our things are can deal with cold, I don't want to be on the hot surface. So let's get into the water and then we'll hang out. You know, like
right.
Yeah.
But I just think like if we have these USOs, that's their version of going to space, right? The only thing that we have above us is space. The only thing that they have above them is past the water. So they're like shooting their shit up. I don't think it has anything to do with us. Like if we're imagining that these things are real, and like who knows what the fucking reptilians are going to do? They're going to shoot a fucking drill rocket that goes through like the fucking.
Well, that's a conversation for another day, but.
But I don't know that any of it's nefarious, or maybe it is. I don't. I just.
What
I
if
don't know.
They made earthquakes?
Yeah.
I don't know. All that no don't say I don't know. I think like the whole tectonic plate thing could be bullshit, because like why would tectonic plates not have been doing this for like thousands of years? Like I know that we've got scientists and stuff, and like there's a San Andreas fault and stuff like that, and like people think that they have it figured out, but what if more of it is about like what these motherfuckers are doing below those plates that are like shifting.
Yeah. Them, yeah. Right? We're looking at a record and we're applying our science to it and we're making it work and it works out. And then science changes and then we adjust everything to the new science.
Yeah.
And
so we're doing like,
oh, yeah. I mean, but that's, isn't that what science is? You're always changing. It's
100%.
More changing the theory. Yeah.
The variable is that there's like reptilians down there and they're like switching that shit up and we can't account for that, you know?
All right. I got two questions. One's for Willie and one's for both of you. Willie, you're not a flat earther, are you?
I can't even talk about flat earth without getting so mad.
Fair enough. I don't even go there.
I can prove to you that the earth is round and spinning, but go on.
Okay, fair enough. Just so you don't believe in the flat earth. Okay. All right. Two. Were you guys, Willie, we talked about it a little bit. Remember that whole thing in Florida with all those shadow people that showed up in that mall?
Yeah.
What do we think about that? Is that extra beings?
I don't think that there's Willie. I don't want to take this.
That sounded like another one of these things where it was like, oh, like they're just like, hey, let's actually show up. Let's go to the mall, you know? And then poof. And then
here's the thing,
you know,
after like 5 years of sort of like retrospective, because I never even knew about that mall thing before we did the episode. Everything that I've heard about that mall thing, and this could all be propaganda, right? And I acknowledge that. But everything I've heard is some teens, these motherfucking teens, they're always up to no good. God damn it. Yes, they did some fireworks that startled people that then started like a sort of, what's it called? A stampede. And then people got scrambled, you know?
I saw like a 10-foot shadow person. I'm just saying this, like, to your point, Wade, I'm trying to yes and you here. That was an example, I think, of these other creatures. These could have been extra dimensional creatures. Who knows? Because there's other layers to all this stuff, right? There's all these, all of these creatures exist in their zone, right?
And watch Doctor Who. Like, we've got enemies everywhere.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's not even that. It's like we have our zone, they have their zone. You got the ocean zone, you got the earth zone, you got the sky zone, you got this zone, you got the other thing zone, shadow zone, whatever. And then these creatures go like, hey, you know, maybe we should try to reach out. Let's go to a fun place like the mall and maybe let's they'll like
just
us.
Say hi.
And then they show up and they go, hi, everybody. And then everyone says, and then everyone goes, fuck. And then they go, well, I guess they're not ready for us yet. You know? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's all the shit is. It's like, if everyone's like, hey,
if you
party, could, and you're just if, like, if you I could think experience- see a creature in the woods and you're like, I won't hurt you. But they see like,
picture animals on Earth that can experience, you know, I believe that migratory animals actually see the magnetic field. If there was some other creature that could see us enjoying ourselves, yeah, they're having fun here. Let's go say hi at the mall.
Yeah, let me just break it down. Like, yes, all that. But like, you know, find a cat in a parking lot and try to go up to it, and the cat's gonna be like, I don't like you.
Exactly. That's us. We're the cat.
Exactly. And so it's more about like the fight or flight thing. And I don't know if like these shadow people came up and were like, whoa, hello. Like, that's a very aggressive way to like say hello, first of all, to just like show up in the middle of a mall. And I'm wondering about like their intelligence. If
picture,
they think that's
picture,
the best way.
No, Asperger's human trying to say hi at a party.
Yeah. But this proves your point, Wade, is that they're all idiots.
No, I know. I'm agreeing like, with you.
We're shadow people. Hi, how are you? And fuck. And they're like, why are they so scared? You know, like.
And it's great because it gives us an immediate, like, now we know that shadow people are stupid. And we can probably manipulate them and use them for our own benefit.
I love that you brought this up, because just because you're smart doesn't mean you can handle any social situation.
Yeah, exactly. I'm terrible at it.
That's not true. You're one of the most. I mean,
I fake it really good.
That's insulting to people who aren't. So you're like a very sociable guy.
I appreciate it.
That's you do good at insane. Connecting to individuals. I understand that, like, the group can be intimidating.
I got some social anxiety that I've always dealt with. And I just looked at the clock. I go, hey, that's my.
Have social anxiety too, but you handle it in like an outward. I don't know what the difference is, but all I want to do is shrink to the side and like not do anything. You seem to be very. Like approachable
at my own detriment. I'm the shadow person that's going to show up and go like, hey, everybody, I'm a shadow person.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We should like continue on. We need to end this episode. Yeah. I didn't know that we were like, fucking,
we did good. Like, I think we're good.
We started late too, but yeah.
We went around the thing. We did our job.
I think it's a great episode. We just need to end it. Okay. And are you still around? Do you want to stick around for the bonus?
I might have to peel out, to be honest. Unfortunately, I would love to, but I am my brother is staying here.
No problem. No problem.
And he literally asked me, he's like, are you still on the podcast? Because he wants to go.
Don't even worry about it. We just need to like thank everyone watching on Trove Home Video, and thank all of our Patreons at patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And if you want two bonus episodes of our show every week, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And plugs. What do you want to plug?
I got a Wimpy Kid movie coming out on Disney Plus this Christmas. And I have a video game coming out this Christmas as well. And it's called Super Free Play. And we are launching our big, like, you know, campaign We're going to do some giveaways and some other fun stuff this summer. So keep an eye out.
Well, how would I even find out about that? Follow you or what?
Follow me on Twitter if you still follow Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
@MattyDanner.com. I know it's a hellscape, but like, you know, just come find me. Also,
all right. So you'll be doing updates there. And what about Instagram? Are you going to do it on there? Or?
I'm not on there yet.
You're not on Instagram. If you don't say yet, just don't ever do it.
I mean, I never did Facebook because I was scared of it. And now I realize that I was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be especially right now, if you wait anything out for more than 10 years. Like,
yeah. You'll find it. But basically, just know that if you're a fan of good old Matt Danner, then I got a bunch of stuff coming out this Christmas.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time. Good luck with the video game, and good luck with the Diary of the Wimpy Kid. And if you ever need like some kind of extra voices, you know that Willie and I are here.
Oh, believe me, I know. And if I have things my way, we're all going to be doing a lot of fun stuff together in the future. So I'm trying.
All right, that's all we needed to hear. That's kind of our energy is fulfilled for another 2 weeks of doing this show.
I love being back on the show. You guys are great, and I will come back anytime to talk about more weird shit.
Right, I know,
weird awesome. Shit with the top 40. So that's my
like
Daisy Cage.
Like, let's have a galactic sandwich. Did you know that Damon doesn't like Brian anymore?
I'm not doing Scoop. I wish I could do Shaggy.
Zoinks.
I don't know what happens to my voice when I try.
That was like Borat. You're like,
I know. I know.
Not Scoob.
But I know I can do it. See, thanks everyone for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.